From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Sam Mosier. A second person has tested presumptive positive for coronavirus in Missouri. The patient is in Springfield in the southwest part of the state. Michelle Skoliski has more.
Few details were provided about the patient, except that they're in their 20s and had recently traveled to Austria. The person is in quarantine, and local health officials are working to identify anyone who may have come in contact with them. Clay Goddard is director of the Springfield Greene County Health Department.
As we find contacts, we will take all appropriate measures to isolate and quarantine anyone that requires those movements or those actions.
Governor Mike Parson said at a news conference in Springfield Thursday, the Missouri Public Health Laboratory currently has the capacity to test 1,000 specimens. He said more test kits are expected to be sent by the CDC. I'm Michelle Skoliski.
Amid the spread of COVID-19, some senior living facilities are limiting visitors to protect residents. Donna Bowers is the executive director of The Bluffs, a nursing home in Columbia. She says The Bluffs has closed its doors to visitors and is only allowing access to caregivers and other health professionals. Bowers says she is following what the CDC recommends.
We are looking at it every day. I can't anticipate. I would hope that within a week or two, things would go back to normal, but I have no idea, and I don't think they do either.
Other assisted living centers in mid-Missouri are also checking visitors' temperatures and requiring masks. Congress is working on a response to the spread of coronavirus. Jason Rosenbaum talked with Congressman Lacey Clay about what the federal response should include.
Clay supports legislation that would provide free testing for coronavirus, as well as extended unemployment benefits and assistance to small businesses. It comes as President Donald Trump is calling for payroll tax cuts in response to the virus. Clay says there needs to be a concerted federal response to deal with coronavirus's economic impact.
And today we're focusing on helping families cope with the economic, social, and service disruptions that this pandemic will cause across the country.
I'm Jason Rosenbaum.
After years of failing in the Missouri Senate, legislation creating a statewide prescription drug monitoring program finally cleared that hurdle yesterday. Jacqueline Driscoll says the House will have to approve some changes made on the initial bill, but it is likely to be sent to the governor soon.
The proposal originally put the Department of Health and Senior Services in charge of the program, but the Senate changed that to a private sector board run by physicians and prescribers, not the government. They also made sure prescribers are the only ones with access to the program to ensure privacy. Majority Floor Leader Kayla Browden from Columbia says he's glad they got it passed before the Senate leaves for a two-week break.
It was a priority. Got 21 votes, certainly bipartisan support, and I expect the House to pick that up and pass it.
Leadership in the House says they anticipate agreeing to the changes, but with coronavirus concerns, there's no time frame on when it will be called for a vote. In Jefferson City, I'm Jacqueline Driscoll.
And I'm Sam Mosher, KBIA News Columbia.